There's no greater love than your
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Find me in your mercy, Lord. Align me till I'm wholly yours. In all the hidden places.
Do you know that you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16-17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places.
Everything else can wait. I've come to seek your face. So everything else can wait. I'm here for you. I want to just be. Everything else can wait. I've come to seek your face. So everything else can wait. I'm here for you. I want to just be. Nothing matters more. There's nothing I want more, God. 'Cause nothing matters more, no. There's nothing I want more than you. 'Cause nothing matters more. Nothing matters more. I'll just be
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. This is Hidden Places, and I'm your host, Karen Hubbard. And as usual, the Lord gives me a song most of the time before the program, and this one is no exception. And just wanted to read real quick from Luke 10:42. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken from her. Mm. And that's the story, not the story, but the event that took place when Jesus visits Martha and Mary. And Mary chose the better thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, Martha is doing a lot of great, wonderful things, but Mary chose the better part, and that was to sit at the feet of Jesus. And, you know, as the song was playing, I'm just picturing that, you know, Mary was just hanging out there, totally oblivious to mm-hmm. whatever was going on. And my sense is that the Lord is really calling us to a deeper place. He's constantly calling, but more so now, because there's many more things that are taking place in the world and many more distractions. And unless we sit at his feet and just be quiet and be there, then we're going to be constantly tossed to and fro. And we're not going to have that anchor in him. You know, we can say that we know him, we can say that we love him, but there is something about sitting in that quiet, mm-hmm. the quiet where we don't have to say anything, we don't have to do anything, yes. We just be there in his presence. And it's it's more needful now than at any other time, I believe. And you know, for my own self, I was telling somebody yesterday, I feel like I'm in a swirling, shifting, quiet, contemplative, chaotic water, and all I could do is ride it out.
Mm.
And, you know, we know that when we're in between the last season and the new season, you know, it's always this weird place in the Lord, you know, because we're like, we're trying to hold on to what was, and, you know, we're still reaching forward to what's coming, but we don't know how to act, I guess, in the middle of it. You know, like when mm-hmm. you're in a valley, you're in a wilderness, and the Lord is just saying, just be at peace with him. Spend your time with him. And, you know, I kind of looked back over the years that I've been seeking the Lord. And, you know, whenever I come to this kind of place like this, you know, it's like you're trying to read scripture more, you're trying to worship more, you're reading more words, you're listening to people. And I've discovered that it's none of that. It's just be still. As the word says, be still and know that I'm God. Mm. And because what's coming, he knows what's coming. And we need to be prepared. He's the only one that can prepare us for what's going to be ahead. And, you know, it behooves each one of us to just really seek him more and more and more and forget about all the stuff that's going on. You know, we're aware of things that are happening, but things are always going to be happening. Stuff is always going to be going on. There's always going to be, you know, wranglings and people arguing and all kind of things like that. And wickedness, you know, the wicked are going to be more wicked. Wickedness is going to increase. But we have to continue to be in that place of peace with the Lord so that we're not pulled out of that place, you know, by the enemy and trying to be out there fixing those things. And sometimes, I just read a word this morning that, you know, prayer is great, intercession is great. You know, we're all intercessors. We're all inclined to prayer. But there's sometimes you just need to just be quiet. Just be quiet and not do anything. Let me just read this word real quick. And actually, we refer to Psalm 42:2, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? You know, is that your heart's desires to meet with God? I read in my devotional this morning, you know, the Lord is saying, you know, I'm the one that put the desire in your heart to seek me. I put it there. You didn't, you know, make it up yourself that you decided you want to follow God. He put it there. And when he calls you to spend time with him and to be with him, then it's probably a good time to go and to follow, because he knows the way. And I'll just end it with this, that prayer is a powerful thing, and it's always a starting point for every issue of life. But prayer and intercession alone are not going to fix things. Sometimes God isn't looking for more prayer. Sometimes he's just looking for our attentiveness to his presence and our response to his initiatives. Prayer can actually end up becoming a dead work if we miss him in the practice. God's first and foremost desire is to have our hearts, not just our prayers. And again, even as intercessors, you know, we're always like, we're going to pray, got to pray more, got to find another way to pray, got to pray some scriptures, got to make some decrees. No, it's just be quiet, be still. And anyway, that was from Wanda Alger, who had put that word out there. But praise God. You know, I'm just so thankful that I have great friends and fellow believers to be around and to be encouraged by. I had a friend I texted me last night that I haven't talked to for a little while. And, you know, he just came out with a word. And it was like, I haven't talked to him for like almost a month. And the word that he texted was exactly what I needed to hear.
Amen.
So I wasn't hearing it from anywhere else. So praise God.
Amen.
So anyway, welcome to Hidden Places. And again, I'm Karen Hubbard, your host. And I'm here with Danette Maldonado.
Good morning.
And Cynthia West.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm so glad to be here.
Good. We're glad to have you here. And Deanne is still away. I don't think I mentioned it last week that she was out visiting her daughter.
And, nice.
So she's still gone today, so hopefully she'll be back next week.
Much
hopefully.
Needed, and I bet she has a lot to say when she gets back.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
With her and her daughter. That's such a sweet place. No, Karen, when you were just sharing, I just quickly saw like this glimpse. Like I was like, whoa. And I felt like messages like these, like a message of today, like whatever the Lord is going to lay in our hearts to say, just even what you said is going to be the very messages that people are going to hear when those times hit. Mm-hmm. Like they're literally going to be like running to messages like this, like release instructions, that release hope, that just a reminder, wait a minute, if I didn't listen to it then, you know, go and let me replay it. Let me go and grab onto these messages. Mm-hmm. I just felt that so strongly in my spirit. Mm-hmm. When you were saying that, I felt like messages like these, people are going to like be running after when things are so, so intense. Mm-hmm. And they have like no one close to them, and still not recognizing that he's close to them. He sticks closer than any
yes,
brother.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
And so it just causes me to realize how important discussions like this need to take place, how important it is to come together, and what a gift it is to be able to come on to a forum like this and release the heart of God and release the word of the Lord and release, you know, the scriptures, presenting them to his people. It's just weighty opportunity. And so so that's what I saw right there. Where
well, for me, what you know, because obviously the Holy Spirit works different on all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he speaks to us through whatever he knows that we will recognize and understand.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I was getting, it was like I was getting more and more down. I didn't fully recognize it until the Lord opened up and start, and with more worship music. Every time I went into my room, I had to flip on the radio so I could hear worship. And that, I said, whoa, I need more worship. Yes, I need more worship. That's when I realized how dry I was getting. Mm. I didn't realize it until worship came in and I started, and that was it. I just let rip. Mm. I mean, my house was booming. You know, the walls were literally throbbing with worship music. Because at one point I've gone around and turned on every radio, every anything where there's music coming, I just go on and I turn it loud.
Go there, yeah.
Loud. I don't have neighbors immediately next to me, and I, you know, but they're going to hear it. And it was, oh, and I'm dancing. No laughter. I'm dancing. But it was necessary.
Yes, yes.
I realized how necessary. It was vital.
Yes.
Vital. So it was like a... You need more worship.
Yes.
And I had to get into it. And it was, oh, I enjoyed it so much. Oh, I really, truly enjoyed it. And it's a part of our food. And it's a part of our relationship to the Lord is worship.
Yes.
Just telling him how wonderful he is. You
changes
know,
everything.
How worthy
yes.
he is. Mm-hmm. And it's us talking directly to him. There's nobody else to direct that worship to. And that's where that one-to-one comes in. And it's just you and him, and it's great. And just being filled completely, you know. So there I was bouncing off the walls and, you know, and having a great time. But something else that Karen had said, you know, and it just reminded me that, you know, Ephesians 6, it goes into every area of warfare, of what, you know, the principalities, powers and rulers of in heavenly place. It goes into everything. Then it goes into, here's the armor. Yeah, you got your helmet, your breastplate, your sword, your shield. After all of that, it's out, and then it says, and pray, you know. And after all of that, it says, now stand. Stand. Mm-hmm. And that's what the word has been for these past few months, these past couple of years. We've got to stand. And some have said, well, how do I stand? What does stand mean? And we keep saying, it's the word, it's Jesus, it's singing, it's praising, it's declaring. It's everything that God has put in you is stand, because that's what he's after right now. He's asking us, after all, after everything, what is in you? You need to know. God is saying to us individually, you need to know what's in you. Mm-hmm. I know God already knows what's in us. We need to know what is in us.
Amen.
We need to be able to walk in it, to move in it, you know, and to be able to enjoy it. After all of that, he said to me, and now enjoy. Enjoy it. Because it's like in that place of worship, there's enjoyment. There is fullness of joy. I just realized the way scripture said, in his presence, there is fullness of joy.
Amen.
He is so wanting us to enjoy in the midst of everything. The only way we can enjoy is when we know him, whose we are, where we are, how we're standing, why we're standing, and that he has made us pens of a ready writer. You know, we are. When people see us, they should see our God, you know. So I just wanted to say that because of what you'd opened up with, Miss Karen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. There's a lot there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like for me, when again going through all of these these seasons of, you know, when you're maturing in the Lord, it's different. Because every test and every trial is different from the last.
Mm-hmm.
But as you continue to do it, then you can trust him more.
Mm-hmm.
You can trust him fully and completely. Mm. And you trust the process. And I just know that, you know, for a couple of weeks, whatever, I've been kind of just riding it out and like not really knowing which way to go. So the best thing to do is to not move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just stay where you're at. Don't try to manufacture something else.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend had in the text message had said about permanency in the Lord. You know, because the Lord is working his will out in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does it when everything's wonderful and great, but he also does it when it's not so great,
mm-hmm.
and when we don't know, and in the questioning and everything. But it's because he's, like, his permanence in our lives is developing our character.
Yes.
We don't develop it. He yes. develops he, it.
Yes.
You know, when we're yielded.
Yes.
And, you know, we were talking about like the potter and the clay earlier, you know, and he's twisting and turning and pushing and pressing and applying water and mm-hmm. spinning and
yeah.
doing all these yeah. wonderful things. And yeah. what else can we do but to just let go?
And then comes that really hot kiln. Kiln. You got stuck in there.
But it's all good, you know, when you've been through it a couple of times, you know, you can... So not that it's enjoyable, but you're able to bear things mm. more.
Mm.
And you know, like even when, because, you know, you're talking my language when it comes to pottery, but like it's such a raw piece,
mm-hmm.
like even before it goes in the kiln, you know, and gets kind of baked,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's at its really natural state, okay? And it's just like, it's just been kind of shaken mm-hmm. and it's just been, you know, anyway, but once it comes out and it's the glazing process, you know, and so that's when I begin to see, you know, we begin to see our God putting out those details, you know,
yeah.
and making it such a beautiful masterpiece, you know,
yeah,
and he decides then, you know, oh, add a little color here, you know, add a little, and if, guess what, and you go back into the heat. another process. But when the final work is done, what looked like originally, it looks so like, what can this possibly be?
A lump of clay.
And then to the next process, like, okay, it looks like a vase or vase. You know, some people say vase, some people say vase. Or it looks like, you know, or it's a cup, let's say. But then once the details are placed that makes it different from any other piece. Even though it's a cup, it's a different cup.
Mm-hmm.
It looks different. It feels different. And so it just, you know, embracing those processes, embracing those going higher and higher in him, going deeper and deeper in him. And each level of pain is different and each level of joy is different.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had told me, I don't know if this is true, that one way of telling whether the pottery is ready is that the pottery will whistle. You'll hear it whistling in the kiln.
Mm.
So maybe that's in England, maybe. So I always say, I'm whistling, Lord, I'm whistling. I'm ready, take me out. I'd be there whistling like, oh, please.
It's serious work goes on. It yeah. seems simpler than it is.
Mm.
When you really get your hands in it,
mm-hmm.
it's harder than we think. So again, I imagine our God, mm-hmm. you know, like how he has to press deep enough, but not to break us completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where he has to start completely new. Mm-hmm. And then when it happens, then it's like, oh. You know, it gets all out of whack and everything, and you have to see if you can kind of work with that clay again, and if not, you have to get rid of it and get another. But only he can do what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, that's acknowledging that process. He can only do it. And
it's only, he can do that because the clay is still submissive.
Yes.
That's the part that gets me is, you know,
surrendered.
Clay can be molded.
Mm-hmm.
You can mold it. Yeah, mm-hmm. so... You know, it's wonderful. That's a wonderful way to look at it, and I welcome each step. You know, because it is we are always moving, we are always changing, and mm-hmm. we are always he's reshaping, reforming, mm-hmm. and you know, again, that's part of where he has us at the moment.
Yes.
Definitely. Because we're at the place where, you know, like we haven't got time to look to the left. We haven't got time to look to the right. Mm-hmm. We've just got to stay in what we know, in what we know. And again, that's what scripture said. Those who know their God will do exploits, because you will recognize him quickly. This is the Lord. And he keeps wanting to show us so much right now. There is so mm-hmm. much he wants to show us. And you've got to be able to move in it, grasp it, and enjoy it, because that's what it is. He said he's longing to keep showing, look what I have for you, look. And he wants to give us. Each thing that he shows us is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to give us all the good things that he has for us while we're still on planet Earth. You know what I mean? This is our foundation. This is our standing. This is our growing. This is our knowing. You know, in these past 4 years, he would have taken the time to, you know, to more time, but not now. We're on a fast track. It's a fast track.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm finding. I can only speak for me. It's a fast track. Of course, if you don't understand, he'll stop. He'll take you mm-hmm. through it. Yeah, no problem. But I just keep seeing him bringing out, and I want to show you this, you know, and you go, oh yeah, that's, and he goes, and I've got this for you. There's always something else coming up for him. He wants to show us and give us. I believe this is a time of gifting. He wants to give us different mm-hmm. things, different Amen. Knowledges. Not the knowledge of, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. This is all a part of what we can only understand with our spiritual mind. Because when we see the glory, it's your spirit recognizes it and goes, wow, you know, that's your spirit. That's the glory. And we've got to be able to move and recognize that. So we will not be saying, I don't know what that is, or, you know, no, we will know. He keeps showing us a little, you know, more and more of the gifts. So, you know, right now, Father God, may I just pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, please keep showing us the gifts. Keep giving us the little giftings that you have called us closer to you to receive. This is not an arm's length, I'm throwing it at you one. No, you want us up close. This is intimate, mm-hmm. intimate giftings that you want to be able to hand personally to us. It's not a go away and read your Bible and I'll explain it later. No, this is, he's showing every word, every aspect of it, so that we can recognize it, know it, and receive it. That's the main thing. We want to be able to receive each gifting, Lord. Enable us to receive each part of the giftings that you are giving us. You are giving us. Because, Lord, we've not seen it before. We've not experienced it before. And thank you that you are so gentle with us.
Mm-hmm.
So patient. Because sometimes, I know it for me, I don't recognize it till after. So we, right now, place ourselves before you, Lord, with our hands out. With our hands out. Just open-handed. We don't have to stretch our arms out, because you are so close. This is an intimate thing. We're just going to open our hands. And we say, Lord, fill our hands with every good thing that you have for us for right now. And if you would agree with that, would you say amen? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right, let's take a break real quick.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Hello, friends. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and I want to invite you to a very special event. Please join me and my dear friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, for an evening of praise and worship and inspiration. Join us with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th, in the Fenn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. I will stand with Israel.
Okay, we are back. And we were talking about the potter's wheel a little bit. Because I was just telling them, I get this sense that we, the church, the whole church worldwide, that we're getting ready to enter into a time that is unprecedented, that we have never experienced in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And whether it's an awakening, it's more than revival. It has to be awakening. You know, where God is moving throughout the earth, and it's going to be very visible. Mm-hmm. And but there's this sense of when we're going from one place to another, and then you get the in-between thing, because God's preparing us to enter into the new thing.
Amen.
And
amen.
If you don't allow Him to do what He's trying to do in your life,
that's right.
Then when the other thing begins to take place, you're not going to be equipped to, you know, enter into the fullness of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right way to say it. But.
And He's giving us those little gems. It's like nuggets. You know, somebody says, oh, you've got, you know, a nugget. Mm-hmm. That's what he's giving us. Those are little gems, a little diamond here, a little, you know, emerald here. They are beautiful for our edification, to grow us.
That's right. And again, the thing is to not do what somebody else is doing.
Yes.
We're always talking about staying in your lane. Mm-hmm. You've got to put the boundaries around yourself. You know, the Lord puts boundaries around us. You know, the word says He hems us in. You know, I remember the first time I read that word years ago, and it's like, wow, He's got me in my own little place.
Yeah.
You know, nobody can cross over that fence or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can penetrate that, because His guard is around me. So, you know, these boundaries that the Lord keeps us in are for our protection and to keep the enemy out. And you know, we can't do what somebody else is doing. You know, with the Olympics, I'm telling you, you watch each of those, the track and field ones, you know, all those, the different relay races and foot races, you know, they're racing as an individual in their own lane. But yet, you know, the relay race, they're all on the same team. There's four of them on the same team. They all run at different levels and different speeds and stuff. But they're all on the same speed. I mean, they're the same team, but they're still racing as an individual. And you just find yourself in Jesus and just know him and just know who you are in him, and let that be your quest in life, is to really find who he created you to be.
Amen. I feel that it has to be that way. That's where he keeps calling us to intimacy. It's you and him. And like you said, he's been doing that for a long time now, since last year. You know, he's been wooing us. Remember, you know, I kept saying the word wooing, because it's all done in love. It's love that draws us to him, his love, you know, toward us. And then, you know, our love for him, that's the drawing, that's the togetherness, that's the oneness. And that there's no word for that. And it's all tied up in everything that he is. It's in the worship, it's in the intimacy, it's in God. It's God, El Shaddai, Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. We just have to give him glory. We don't know anything. We know nothing. We know nothing. He's endless. We haven't even started. We haven't even begun to know our God. And he wants us more and more to know him more and more. He's drawing us, wooing us. He made us. He made us for this.
Yeah.
He made us for this. So he could pour himself into, you know, and to show him forth. That's what we're here for, to show him forth.
Yeah, I just want to go back to, you know, what you started, you know, with Mary, you know, because just a lot can be said there, you know, about that permanence, you know, permanency, you know, that place. And then when you're, I'm seeing the ties, like the connection of the word of the Lord, where, you know, she did something outside of the norm at that moment, okay? So, you know, it's Matthew 26. That's where the reading comes from. And it's from 6 to 16. But I love it here because it says, you know, there's eating going on, right? And we know more than likely it was just a bunch of men getting together. And
did you just say just a bunch of men?
Yeah.
Go for
Let's
it.
Let's just, you know.
Yeah, go for it.
And
12 guys maybe.
And you know, so she walks in. Here's this woman. Can you just picture this? Because here is, okay, the crowd is doing one thing, but yet she comes and she does another. And it's outside of the norm. So in 6, it says, you know, meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon, a man who had previously had leprosy. While he was eating, a woman came with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume and poured it over his head. Now, we can't imagine how long this took, mind you, okay? And so they're all gathering, they're eating, you know, having a good time or whatever. And this moment must have taken a bit. This wasn't just something, you know, short. And it says the disciples were indignant when they saw this. And they said, what a waste. They said it could have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor. That in itself speaks, that in itself speaks to me, because, you know, the ways that God moves is opposite of what we think. And yeah, that money could have been for the poor, but it was for something greater.
Oh, yes.
And she recognized it.
Yes.
And she knew it, and she was willing to surrender that.
Mm.
And so it says, but Jesus, aware of this, replied, why criticize this woman for doing such a good thing to me? Again, there's a lot of criticism going on. We're so quick as the body of Christ to criticize one another when they have no idea that that person has received a word from the Lord personally to them.
Mm-hmm.
And like Cynthia was sharing, you know, you got to know that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know that you're hearing from the Lord,
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know how he speaks, mm-hmm. right? How he moves, who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And to resolve that within yourself and to stand in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are criticizing everything mm-hmm. right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing. Mm-hmm. She wore green when red looks better on her. You know, she, you know, from the smallest things. But here he is, you know, he says, why criticize this woman? You will always have the poor among you, but you will always not have me. Like, she recognized,
mm-hmm.
this is my moment. This is what matters. He's the only thing that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it was something that he was desiring and he was calling her to do. Do you know what I'm saying? She was
mm-hmm.
moving in mm-hmm. what he was calling her
mm-hmm.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says towards the end, you know, that, you know, she pretty much was preparing for his burial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, she has poured the perfume, and number 12, she has mm-hmm. poured this perfume on me to prepare my body
mm-hmm.
for burial. It's like she was walking in to something that predicted the future.
Mm-hmm.
She was walking in for something that was preparing the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so powerful to me. So when we move in that place of permanency, when we move in that place of intimacy, like Mary had it. And then, you know, we see in the book of John, when Lazarus, her brother, dies,
mm-hmm.
again, she had that upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
She had that advantage among many that followed Jesus, among the disciples of Jesus. And even though I know she was one of the disciples of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
but you know, she had a way and that connection so strong with Jesus that he moved on her behalf. Because we know a lot took place after that, okay? And she received what she needed. She received probably even more than she can possibly imagine, mm-hmm. right? The forgiveness
mm-hmm.
of her lifestyle, and
mm-hmm.
and then she received faith. You know, she didn't even recognize she was walking in that faith that he required, that he desired from all of us. But then in the book of John, you know, once again Lazarus dies, her brother, and again there's tons of people weeping and crying and mourning for Lazarus. There's tons of people recognizing Lazarus was loved by Jesus. But Mary had this way, and Martha went before her,
mm.
right? And pretty much, you know, had a similar take. But, you know, Mary, again, it says, like, when she came to his feet, it was something about always coming to his feet,
mm.
always bowing down,
mm.
always surrendering. I don't understand, but I'm going to lay myself on your feet.
Mm.
I'm in pain. The only thing I can do is rest on your feet.
Mm.
I know I'm going to get my answer if I rest in your feet.
Amen.
And so what does she receive? Again, he was moved and he wept.
Mm.
And she received the compassion of the Lord. And he says, okay, watch what I'm going to do with this.
Mm.
I'm going to raise.
Mm.
You know? And yet she didn't understand it. She even said, she goes, if you were here, he wouldn't have died.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she still didn't understand the big picture, like most of us don't.
Mm-hmm.
But again, is remaining in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And she received because she remained in that place. Or she knew where to go
mm-hmm.
over and over again. That place at his feet. That place at his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Amen.
I end with that.
Yeah. But again, I think it's important to remember, as Karen has said before, we have never, what is the Lord is ushering us into.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a good word, ushering. Mm-hmm. It's like we're being mm-hmm. ushered in, you know.
Yes.
Come. Yeah, we're being ushered. What the Lord is ushering us into is awesome. We've no idea how wonderful it is. No, everything, every good, I believe, every good thing that he's promised us is there. That's where the miracles will be. Hand over fist, many, 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 so many we won't be able to talk about. That's where the miracles, signs, and wonders will be. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen anything. We can only talk about it. But to actually be able to move in it, to be able to move in it, you know, and it's that's a little bit of what Mary, all she knew was, he's calling me, I've got to do this.
Yes.
It's, you know, I've got to be at his feet, whatever. That's where we got to know where we are, what our position is in him. And I'm so looking forward to it because nothing else can describe what we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot describe
right.
it. Mm-mm. Karen's going round and round on a wheel somewhere.
Spinning round,
round, round, round. You spin me
yeah.
round,
I was watching. Round, round. I was watching the Instagram video. This this guy, maybe a 40-something guy, decided that he wanted to test out the kids. You know, the
roundabout.
Going around thing.
Uh-huh. Oh,
you know, you hold on
to roundabout. Yeah,
whatever it's called.
Yeah. Oh, what is it?
So he
miracle. No,
very good. No,
no,
miracle
not the round. No,
no, okay. Just the little spinny thing in the park. So he got on it, and I don't know that the thing started just spinning like crazy,
ooh.
And he couldn't stop it. He was just in hysterics laughing, just crazy.
I would not have been laughing. That would have been a total different experience for me.
But there was one where there were like four little, you know, maybe 5-year-olds or something on it. And I think there was an adult spinning it, and then you start to see the kids flying off.
Oh no, that's
what I feel like is happening.
Ooh, yes.
So it's yeah, so the Lord's good, and
yes.
He's in control of everything and we're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, he had said a few years ago to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, we're so rigid in our thought processes. I'm talking about myself now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get set in our ways, mm-hmm. and we, you know, we learn a thing about the Lord, and then we just stick with that for the rest of our lives, mm-hmm. you know, and not realizing that God is, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he's ever changing mm-hmm. us, and everything is new
mm-hmm.
every morning. He remains the same, but what he does is new and fresh, and we, mm-hmm. I think we just need to get used to doing that.
Yeah.
They get used to just receiving
yes,
the
go.
Newness and
keep
the freshness.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, and if the church, if we're going from the church age to the kingdom age, you know, which is where the body is, you know, where the bride of Christ is without spot, wrinkle, or blemish.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
That's got to be where he's taking
yes,
us.
Yes, he is.
And
mm-hmm.
and that will, I believe, take place here on earth before he comes to take his bride.
Yeah.
So if he's perfecting us and
thank you, Lord,
you know, getting all the crimps out and
yeah,
spinning and doing whatever he's got to do to to get us where he wants us so that we're able to receive, you know, where it was that in Hebrews, since we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
Cannot
amen.
Be shaken.
Let us therefore.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what?
Reverence God.
Oh, yes, yeah. Reverence God. Sorry, I was like, you didn't let me like soak in that for a while. So you're like, mic check, fill in the blank.
It's all him.
Yeah.
And until we get our complete focus on him.
Yeah.
You know, anything on earth, whatever we're counting on earth, it's just nothing. It's dead. It's already done. You're already mm-hmm. seeing it.
Yeah.
It's already manifested. But we want that eternal kingdom that we have not yet experienced.
Amen.
Yeah.
That eternal life. It's not like, okay, yeah, we're good to go till we die and then
nope.
we get the eternal life. No,
mm-hmm.
we have it now,
mm-hmm.
but we want it in the fullness.
Mm-hmm.
So praise God.
Yeah.
We still have...
I'm just thinking about the many times in my life personally where it got me to a place of weeping at his feet, you know, and how I didn't necessarily maybe not get what I wanted, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it was just the best place. I don't know. It's just such a safe place, mm-hmm. and such a giving place. It's a place where you recognize he's seated in the throne. You know what I mean? You recognize he is I am. And, you know, I could relate a lot to Mary. You know, I can relate a lot to just those many times where I had no answer. Like, I had no answer. But all I could do was just be at his feet and cry and sing. And, yeah, it's just such a deep place, but it's a necessary place. Don't be afraid of that place. Sure. You know?
And that's the whole, I think you just hit on mm-hmm. it, because a lot of people don't want to go there. It's like we just live on the surface, mm-hmm. and we memorize scripture. Mm-hmm. We, mm-hmm. you know, the pastor said this, or prophet so-and-so said this, and we just mm-hmm. take those things, but we're on the surface, mm-hmm. and we're not going deeper with the Lord. And what you said then, that you didn't get what you want, because it's not about what we want. It's about him and what he wants. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to get earth out of us,
yes,
and heaven into us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it took me a lot of years to recognize that. He's trying to restore what we once had.
Mm.
But
Amen.
We have to
Amen.
Fight
Amen.
These earthly
yes.
things. You know, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and, you know, all the other things
mm-hmm.
that we
yes.
we have to resist those things so that we can receive that kingdom that cannot be shaken.
Yeah.
And again, it comes through that intimate relationship with him and mm-hmm. allowing the potter to throw you on the wheel mm-hmm. and shape you and do it the way he wants, not the way that you want.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just decide, well, okay, I'm a believer now, and then this is what I want to do.
Exactly.
No, it's okay, God, what do you want
to
do?
You have to lay it all down, what you think.
Continually, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's really the bottom line of our walk with the Lord,
mm-hmm.
is how much of him can be in us and how much of ourselves can be
yeah.
out.
Because you hit it in the nail. We can't remain in, like, the earthly mentality. Like, because really, we won't walk with heaven. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, we won't. I mean, I was reading that this morning. It's so interesting how you use that wording. And I was, like, in tears. No, seriously. Because, you know, you think you're at a place, you know. You think you know the grade level you're in. You get what I'm saying? Like, I remember when I used to take math, you know, and I used to study for a test, and I got this. And then when I took the test, kind of reflected otherwise.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I have to work a lot. You know, I got to get this math problem. But, you know, this morning I happened to read just that one line, you know, referencing walking in the fullness of Christ. And not be earthly bound. You see, if we're earth, we can't get to that state.
Mm.
We won't make it. Like, there's no way. We can't. I don't even know how to explain it. But when I read it, it shakes me, because I'm like, Lord, I know I still got some earthly things. Mm. Like, get rid of it. Mm. Do what you have to do to get it out of me. And man, and I've been walking with the Lord since I was, well, I know he was trying to walk with me prior to me accepting, but, you know, 24 years old, and I'm going to be 50, you know, in September. And I you know, that's a little time for some, and that's, you know, a long time for others. But I'm like, gosh, I should be in a deeper place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still, and I can't imagine when people think, oh, I have arrived, you know, I get, mm-hmm. you know, this. And I'm like, I don't live in that place. I'm constantly living in that place of checking myself. I'm constantly living in that place, like, continue doing it. I can feel it. I know it. We're not blinded by it, right, sis? I mean, do you agree with me?
Yeah.
We're not. We see who we are.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
filthy rags yeah. over and over again.
Yeah.
But then we receive, we see ourselves like how he sees us, mm-hmm. and we're like, you know, like, mm-hmm. can we absolutely get there? Mm-hmm. You know, you get to that desperate state. Get me there. Get me there. I think that's where everyone's posture should be right now. Mm-hmm. Nothing else matters.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And, you know, I had been reading this morning about in Luke 18, you know, about the rich man. And said the religious leader asked Jesus the question, "Good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" So then it, you know, it goes on to, you know, you can't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But towards the end there, it's easy for the camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Those who heard this said, "Then who in the world can be saved?" Jesus said, "What's impossible for people is possible with God." And Peter said, "We've left our homes to follow you." And this is, these are the two verses. And Jesus said, "Yes. And I assure you that everyone who has given up house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will be repaid many times over in this life and will have eternal life in the world to come."
Wow.
Mm. You got to leave. You got to leave people and things and mm-hmm. stuff mm-hmm. so that you can fully enter into that kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That he died to give you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
I mean, gosh, we say it so glibly. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. And do we? Have we?
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, you know, one time I was, when I lived in the Bahamas, that's when I just came back to the Lord. I went to a funeral with somebody because I was taking photographs for the family. And so this girl came up to me. She started talking to me. I don't know if she was a family member. And she was, you know, grieving, obviously. And we had like a very short conversation. And then all of a sudden what tumbled out of my mouth was, "Let the dead bury the dead." You know, and she just looked at me. So that was a word from God for her.
Right.
Let the dead bury the dead. And, you know, get on with your life and get on with the thing that God is showing you.
There you go.
So that's, we'll leave you with that. Seek it on the Lord while he may be found.
Amen.
Call upon him while he is near.
Go, Karen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Preach it.
We only have like a minute. Not even a minute.
Pray it
so,
in. Pray in.
Yes.
Anyway, we just thank you all for joining us today.
Yes.
And our prayer is always that God will touch your heart and encourage you and spur you on. We hope that we can spur you on to good works and, you know, really developing your relationship with the Lord at a deeper, deeper level because he has so much to give you.
Amen.
So praise God.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
We will see you next week. God bless.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.